It is Sunday, May 5th, 2024 at 1:22 p.m. Today, Kanan Lidor of TimesOfIsrael.com reported the following. In 2023, France registered the highest increase in recorded anti-Semitic incidents of any country with reliable statistics, according to data released in a new report that warned that current trends could threaten the very, quote, ability to lead Jewish lives in the West, end quote. Published Sunday by Tel Aviv University and the Anti-Defamation League, the report showed a near quadrupling of incidents in France from 436 in 2022 to 1,676 last year. It also highlighted anti-Semitism on U.S. campuses, which the head of the ADL called the, quote, most alarming aspect of the surge of Jew hatred in the United States. Of last year's anti-Semitic incidents in France, the tally showed that 74% happened after October 7th, when invading Hamas terrorists killed some 1,200 people in Israel and abducted another 253, triggering a still ongoing military campaign by Israel in Gaza and daily exchanges of fire with Hezbollah along the border with Lebanon. In the United States, the tally more than doubled from 3,697 incidents in 2022 to 7,523 last year, with 52% of the 2023 total occurring after October 7th. In Canada, the increase was from 65 to 132 in the United Kingdom, from 1,662 to 4,103. In Germany, from 2,639 to 3,614, and in Italy, from 241 to 454. On an incident per capita basis, French Jews, who according to the report number about 440,000, were three times likelier to experience an anti-Semitic attack than Jews in the U.S., whose population the report estimates at 6 million. Quote, for those whose views serve an anti-Jewish and anti-Zionist ideological and instrumentalist purpose, October 7th was a golden opportunity to advance further their hateful and racist fringe perspectives into mainstream conservative discourse, using it to attack rivals, mobilize supporters, and attract new followers, wrote the authors of the U.S. chapter of the report, which is titled Anti-Semitism Worldwide Report for 2023. The authors of the chapter on France interviewed Jonas Jacquelin, the rabbi of the Copernic Street Synagogue, the first Reform synagogue in France. He does not wear his kippah on the street, partly because he was raised not to, and in part because he does not want to provoke anti-Semitic attacks, the authors wrote. Quote, the year is not 1938, not even 1933, Professor Uriah Shavit, head of the Center for the Study of Contemporary European Jewry and the Erwin Kotler Institute, wrote in a press release, quote, yet if current trends continue, the curtain will descend on the ability to lead Jewish lives in the West, to wear a Star of David, attend synagogues and community centers, send kids to Jewish schools, frequent a Jewish club on campus, or speak Hebrew, end quote. The 148-page report features an essay devoted to anti-Semitism on U.S. campuses, where the ADL recorded 913 incidents in 2023, or 12% of the annual tally for the entire country. Quote, anti-Semitism today seems to have taken firm root in the academy, the author of that essay, Dr. Sarah Yael Hershon, wrote. On campuses across the U.S., anti-Israel and pro-Palestinian students have staged demonstrations that included the occupation of campus buildings and other disruptions and led to clashes with police, who have arrested hundreds of student protesters. A standoff at Columbia University in New York City between police and students occupying campus grounds ended in fresh arrests last week. Quote, Jewish and pro-Israel students have been physically assaulted, verbally harassed, bullied online, and generally made to feel unsafe on campus, while Jewish fraternities, Hillel and Shabbat houses, and even dorm rooms have been vandalized, Hershon added. Nearly 75% of American university students have said they experienced or witnessed some form of anti-Semitism since the academic year began, the ADL report notes. Quote, all this occurred as the leadership of academia fell silent, particularly at America's most elite universities, wrote Hershon. She connected that reality, as she described it, to ethnic studies and discourses that vilify Jews and Israel as colonialist or oppressive, prevailing diversity, equity, and inclusion DEI frameworks that fail to account for anti-Semitism and Qatari and other funding from the Middle East. Quote, by dint of their affiliations, campuses sponsored by despotic and anti-Zionist regimes are sometimes silent partners to rampant human rights abuses and illiberal agendas, Hershon wrote. In his essay in the report, Jonathan Greenblatt, the CEO of the ADL, called the proliferation of anti-Semitism on U.S. university campuses, quote, the most alarming aspect of the national surge of Jew hatred after October 7th. Quote, we have seen instances where Jewish students barricaded themselves in a library because a pro-Palestinian mob was outside, We have heard stories of students being afraid to cross their campuses at night for fear of being attacked or attending Shabbat dinners at their Hillels with armed guards posted at the doors, wrote Greenblatt. These and other events on U.S. campuses, he added, mean that, quote, the Jewish community is facing a crisis unseen in generations, end quote. And that's the article. Okay, I have a few things that I want to discuss here. First off, it mentions France. France has some of the highest incidents of anti-Semitic attacks. Well, I've mentioned France a few times. What did I say happens when the Muslim population in any country, when the minority Muslim population in any country gets above, I think it's 5%, they start demanding their rights, demanding this, demanding that. They start bowing toward Mecca on Fridays in the streets. I've already talked about the pictures of protesters in Paris. Okay, I believe that the number right now of Muslims in France is somewhere around 15%. So basically what that means is that it's game over. It's game over for France. Do you understand what I'm saying? I just recently did a podcast talking about what's happening in the United Kingdom, in England, in Ireland, in Scotland. You've got Muslim mayors left and right. You have Sharia courts, Sharia councils, okay? This is what happens. This is the cultural enrichment that you are okay with because we're all about building bridges, not borders, right? Open doors, that's the key. We're all about the mindless mantras, right? We're all about the feel-good platitudes, right? So that's the point that we're at right now. Okay, now, regarding the United States, this I find very interesting. You have Jonathan Greenblatt of the ADL, a liberal, talking about the problems on our campuses, and I agree, and I think he's being honest when he says, yes, the administrations and whatnot, the professors, the higher ranking staff members in upper academia are not doing their part to protect their Jewish students, and they're not, because they don't like them, okay? I would dare to say some of them are basically controlled by demons, but that's just the way it is. They despise God's people, they despise God's nation. Any chance that they can get to join, quote, the latest thing and oppose them, they're going to do that. So that's not a surprise to me, okay? But here's the thing that I would like to ask Mr. Greenblatt, because he and the ADL, who I think is not really doing any real positive service to the Jewish community or to the nation of Israel, I would like to ask him something. If you recall, and I've mentioned this before, maybe about 10, 15 years ago, Glenn Beck was basically summarily criticized by the Anti-Defamation League. Why? Because he made disparaging remarks about one George Soros, right? Because George Soros is Jewish. How dare you criticize George Soros? That's an anti-Semitic attack, right? Well, guess what? Now we're finding that some of these protests are in fact being partially subsidized by one of Soros' NGO companies, which is why they've got matching tent colors and things of that nature. I don't remember which organization it was. He's got like literally like 10 or 15, I think, different organizations that he funds, non-governmental organizations, right? So now are you going to do a 180 now? Are you going to expose him? You know, the self-hating Jew that said that the greatest time of his life was the Holocaust, right? That's where he really started making his fortune, you know, getting all of the all the property and whatnot, all the things that have been seized from the Jews, from his fellow brothers and sisters. Okay, I'm talking scum of the earth stuff right here. But or can we not criticize him once again because he's Jewish, right? We're still, and so that's another thing. And there's one other thing that really got me going here when, as I'm reading this piece, and I would like to find that exact point. There's also a photo here. Anti-Israel protests call for an intifada in New York City, says globalize the intifada. Okay, so just so you understand the seriousness of this situation, this isn't about, oh, we must have peace in the Middle East, we must have peace for Gaza and the Palestinians, and just they just want to return, they just want a portion of the land. No, this is about war. This is about jihad. Okay, I think I found it. Here it is. Here's the quote. For those whose views serve as anti-Jewish and anti-Zionist ideological and instrumentalist purpose, October 7th was a golden opportunity to advance further their hateful and racist fringe perspectives into mainstream conservative discourse, using it to attack rivals, mobilize supporters, and attract new followers, end quote, wrote the authors of the U.S. chapter of the report, this titled Anti-Semitism Worldwide Report for 2023. Okay, so, once again, mainstream conservative discourse. Oh, okay. It's the conservatives. It's us. It's the nationalists. We're the ones that are saying, down with Israel. We're the ones that are chanting, from the river to the sea, Palestine will be free. We're the ones that are saying, death to Israel and death to America, right? It's the conservatives that are doing it. It's not the liberals, right? The liberals love our country. They would never burn our flag. They love Jews. They wouldn't, of course not. Wow. Seriously. Do you see what's going on here? Do you understand? Isn't it funny how these people talk about groups in Europe? Let's say Western Europe. We're having an election. Well, this guy is a member of the far right party, right? The far right this or the far right that. When have you heard about them talk about the far left party? Apparently, according to the global media, not just the mainstream media in the U.S., the global media, according to them, there is no far left party. There is no real left wing. You know, they're all pretty much center. It's just, but you don't believe in open borders. Well, you're one of those far right extremists, right? You believe in self-autonomy or the right to own guns. Oh, that's you're one of those far right nuts. You're one of those Trump guys, right? That's the narrative right now, okay? But so just staying on course here. I think this whole thing that's happening on the campuses is very interesting. It's very disconcerting, but it's only going to get worse. One term that they used in this report too: anti-Jewish and anti-Zionist ideological and instrumentalist purpose. So if you're not, I'm not anti-Jewish. I'm not anti-Israel. If you follow my podcast at any time, I'm probably more pro-Jew and pro-Israel than a lot of the Jews out there, just so you know. And I'm German, by the way. I'm part German, okay? so don't even give me that crap, okay? But here's the deal. Anti-Zionist. Okay, so if I have a problem with the Mossad doing something, let's say that they help to open the door for Hamas to come in on October 7th, right? And raid this kibbutz party in the desert. They opened the door, and then they told their people, they told their soldiers and whatnot, they told their officers, don't do anything. We're going to get to it later, right? And so then the damage is done, the hostages are taken. Then all of a sudden, wow, we didn't know this was going to happen. We couldn't have seen this coming. Well, you know, mistakes were made. We should have done a better job. We should have had tighter security, right? So we're going to go with that argument. No, I have a problem with Zionism. I have a problem with the Khazarian Jews, the bad ones, the ones that actually are demonic, the ones that are trying to destroy Israel, the ones that are trying to make all Jews look bad. Just like there are people, see, I'm trying to help you understand something. You can be against things like the Mossad and Likud party and Netanyahu and all the rest of these goofballs who are destroying Israel and the Anti-Defamation League, without being anti-Israel or anti-Jew. Just like someone can be against the CIA, the NSA, they can be against, the swamp in Washington, the global elites, you know, Joe Biden, they can be against evil without being against Americans in America, okay? That's the way that works. I know it's a difficult concept for some people to understand, okay? But that's the deal right now. Back to the story itself, I think it's very, very unfortunate what's happening here in the West, but I'm hoping that some people are seeing, like, look, this battle is spiritual, okay? This is a biblical thing. So for especially Christians to turn off the receptors, the thinking stuff, and just saying, well, this is a skirmish, or I'm not going to get involved with this. I don't need to have an opinion, you know? It's the Jews versus the Palestinians. It's the Arabs versus the Jews again. Oh, they've always been at war. Okay, fine. You go ahead and walk the fence. Walk that line, okay? I will not ally myself against God's people and against his nation, okay? Neither should you. I believe it is going to get worse for Jews in the U.S., and I think groups like the Anti-Defamation League are going to help to make it worse, okay? Because they're going to talk about, we need to pass laws to protect this and protect that, blah, blah, blah. You're not helping the situation, buddy. You're only making it worse, but that's because you're doing it by design. Okay, we have people that want to divide us. Once again, the opposite of diversity is unity. I want unity for our country. You have those that don't want that. They want to accentuate our differences. They want to keep us separated and keep us different and keeping us hating each other and at each other's throats. And that's what's happening right now. And one other note real quick. I know this is an extra long podcast. I can't help it. Right after October 7th, once again, what happened? We had calls for, jihad, intifada, It's the colonialists. This is Israel's fault. It's almost like, say, a transgender kid, say, shoots up a school in, I don't know, maybe Nashville, Tennessee. And then all of a sudden, everybody says, we need to create more laws to protect transgenders, right? There's too much bullying of the transgenders going on by the straight, by the cisgender, you know, community. So once again, you have someone that goes and kills people, and you have the elites saying, we need to protect those people that are, you know, that are killing people. You know, but this guy just shot up a school and killed innocent children, right? And people are making excuses for that. And that now they're trying to protect that group. And it's the same thing now with what's happening with Hamas. Once again, there are supposedly still 130 hostages remaining. Until those hostages are released, I don't want to hear anything about it. I don't want to hear anything about colonization this or, you know, what colonialism that or whatever. I don't want to hear it. Release the hostages now and then talk, okay? And that's, look, if you don't, you're playing into Netanyahu's hands, all right? He wants to destroy Hamas, and I do believe that, yeah, he'd be okay with destroying all the, with wiping out the Palestinians as well. I think he would be okay with that, okay? And you are helping to further his agenda and playing into his hands if you do not hand over those hostages. I guarantee it. All right, take care. God bless. Remember, Jesus Christ is Lord. Good day.